This is your cybersecurity countdown, three top stories from information protection and security in under 3 minutes. I'm Chris Newman. Here's a wrap-up of some of the biggest news happening in the cyber world this week. Beginning the countdown, a follow-up to our top story last week on the largest crypto heist in history. Hackers stole around $1.4 billion in Ethereum cryptocurrency from crypto exchange Bybit. We're learning more about how the attack happened, as the New York Times reports that the chief executive of Bybit had approved a routine transaction but had inadvertently handed control of an account to hackers backed by the North Korean government. The hackers had exploited the company's security through reliance on the free software product Safe. The attackers compromised a computer belonging to a Safe developer and planted malicious code to manipulate transactions. Second in your countdown, Microsoft is estimating that average rural hospitals would need to spend tens of thousands of dollars to address their cyber vulnerabilities. The tech company published the approximation this week, finding 2,100 rural hospitals total would have to spend up to $75 million to mitigate current risks. Microsoft said this number exceeded their projections, highlighting the need for those rural hospitals. In our number one story in this week's countdown, two people have been arrested for stealing Taylor Swift tickets and reselling them for $600,000. The Record reports that the 20-year-old Tyrone Rose and 31-year-old Shamara Simmons used back-end access to StubHub's system to steal 900 concert ticket URLs for Swift's Eras Tour. Rose and an accomplice who has since died worked for contractor Sutherland Global Services, where they used their access to send ticket URLs to the accomplice, who then posted them on StubHub. Workforce Behavior Director Caitlin Baker explains that even though there are things you could do to protect yourself when online shopping, this was largely unpreventable for those fans.
In that situation that you're talking about, the fans truly did nothing wrong. StubHub is a legitimate website where you can buy tickets from other fans. So it's really a cruel summer for them.
Baker says to check the URLs on sites to make sure that it is the legitimate source and to still use a credit card just in case.
I like to use a credit card instead of a debit card in case you need to talk to your credit card company about a payment that you maybe found out afterward was not legitimate. And then I always like to say, if a deal is too good to be true, it probably is.
For more on shopping safety with Caitlin Baker, listen to From IPS with Love episode Cash Fall. All episodes and more Cybersecurity Countdown are streaming now on all major podcast platforms.